I had a good topic to talk about, but I didn't write it down. I should have wrote it down. It might come back to me as I'm talking, going through the flow here. Everything has to flow, right? And the reason everything has to flow is because the blood of Jesus. At the cross, you see cut, turn, union, and flow. Everything has to flow. In a marriage, communication has to flow. On the highway, the cars have to flow. In the banks, the currency has to flow. The blood in your body has to flow or you die. You gotta move around, move the body around, you know. Everything has to flow. A programming language, it has to flow. Everything is a flow. It's all about the flow. I did a video one time about being still is the flow. He says, be still and know that I am. That's actually still in the flow. It sounds like an oxymoron, but it's not. I can't remember what the title of the video or the audio was. Your thoughts have to flow, you know. Actually, THOUGHT is one up guy. So when you're in your thoughts, right here beside me, Sage Pest Control. When you're in your thoughts, you're actually flowing. Like if you think about something before you do it, let's say you're doing some remodeling or program, anything. If you think about it before you do it, it flows easier, you know. Because you're doing like a blueprint in your mind how to get something done. And if you meditate on it before you do it, you can avoid a lot of mistakes. You're flowing better. You're in the flow, you know. Oh, I know what it was. Something to do with fasting. I can't remember the video, but I was doing the two meal a day fasting. And I'm going back to three meals because that protein at night seems to be, it seems to sleep better. Everybody's different, you know. But fasting is a good thing. If you don't eat late at night, you're better off. something that came to my mind this morning, though, as I was taking a shower, I was thinking about how all your cartoons, all your movies, all your books, skits, you know, you see these characters the archetypes portray them, you know. There's certain characteristics in each kind of character, you know. And you see that pattern across the board. The cartoons and the movies and the skits and the any kind of show, you know, any kind of act, they start to, they follow a pattern. So in life, certain characters follow a pattern. And also when a person opens their mouth, it tells you what kind of people they've been hanging around. Let me say that one more time. When a person opens their mouth, it tells you what kind of people they hang around. Birds of a feather flock together. And so, it's absolutely fact, 100% fact, because let's say somebody's an investor. They hang out with investors. They talk like an investor. So my point is, if you got a criminal, they sound like criminals. The ones if you're hanging out with Bible people, you talk Bible, you know. You're thinking like the Bible. There is a thing called code shifting, but for the most part, people can't. Their real, true character nature comes out of their words, you know. The people they hang out with is the way they talk. All the corporate CEOs are going to talk the same. All the politicians are going to talk the same. All the criminals are going to talk the same. It's just a common, it's just a fact. You go to a restaurant, the waitresses talk the same. They act the same for the most part. Of the trip, when you really wake up to what you're in and how everything is revealed, it's right in front of you. It's right in front of you. It's always been here. It has to be, because there's nothing new under the sun. So when the criminal goes in and gets interviewed by the police, and they think they're smarter than the police, the way they lie, the way they act, or whatever, the police already have seen it 1,000 times, the investigators. Leaders, managers, they know when somebody is lying. Sitting here at the stoplight. Notice I'm sitting at the stoplight and I've stopped the flow, but there's a red light in front of me because that represents the blood flow, red. And so there's always got to be the flow in types and shadows. And if you don't know what I mean by types and shadows, typology, in other words, the type, whatever it is, has a type made after his own kind, right? Certain kind of, let's say there's certain kind of cats, you know, or certain kind of dogs that you know what kind of dog it is because of the way their shape, their type, you know, the way they look. Everything has a type, typology.
Hi, lady.
There's really a method to my madness here. 1 second, I'm in the drive-thru. The method to my madness is this. I can hit some data points, you know, all over the place. Try to show you what types and shadows are. Try to show you birds of a feather flock together. Try to show you that they can't hide. There's nothing new. It's in the movies. It's in the books. It's everywhere you look. And so you can see Wile E. Coyote versus Roadrunner. And so the patterns of the narcissist, the psychopath, the Jezebel, they all follow the same pattern. They think they're slick. They think they're smarter than somebody else. Because they're in the flesh mind, they can't hear what I'm saying. And they don't even realize they're being exposed for what they are every time they open their mouth and every time they walk in the door. And so they think they're slick. So if you made it this far, sometimes I like to talk because the spies or the enemy doesn't want to endure to the end. And so I just beat around the bush. And so once I hit enough data points, then I bring it into a conclusion. And the conclusion is, if you got the spirit of truth, there's many places in the New Testament where he says you're one body, one faith, one Lord, one baptism, speak the same thing, speak the same truth. Stay on the same page. No division among you in the spirit. Even though in the natural there's division, but in the spirit there's oneness in Christ. And so when you see somebody who's divided, has a divided mind, divided heart, divided everything, fighting, confusion and every evil work, you know to stay away from that person. I'm trying to show you that your intuition is right on if you're saved. Your intuition is right on the money because you have the spirit of truth. And you know that person's a liar, a cheater, a scammer, a con artist, whatever. You know what they are. And the leopard can't change its spots. And the shark can't change its character. And the snake can't change its character. You know who's going to bite you and who's going to sting you, and they're not going to change. They're looking for prey. The predator cannot change its character. It just is. It is what it is. And you already know. My point is, you know the truth. You know. You know. When you're around them, God, the Holy Spirit, will say, oh, be careful what you say, because they're going to use it against you. They can't stop. The snake cannot stop. Wile E. Coyote can't stop, because that's what they are. Maybe if they got born again, but most of them don't. I want them to get saved. Yeah, they usually don't. I've lived long enough to see that once they make that decision to go to the dark side, they usually don't return.